Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Some of you via our invitation, where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, each and every day. Now 6 years and running at three audio versions in my YouTube channel, which is what this is. Grandpa Bill at Bill Holt 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us. More importantly, where you're comfortable in doing so, please do subscribe. We are growing one star seed at a time, and we continue to grow exponentially with your help by paying it forward. Today, I'm going to take the major portion of, probably 15 to 20 minutes here at this YouTube. We try to keep it 20 minutes or so. And I want to talk about a category that I've already done an audio show about and some thoughts, a blog about. Upcoming guest, possibly, well, he is indeed an upcoming guest for the 10th time, Byron Athene, on the last week, Thursday of May, whatever that is for a calendar date without having it in front of me. That will be his 10th appearance. And whether we talk about these specific subjects that I'm about to expand upon here in that show or not remains to be seen. But he's going to be continuing to join me at the end of each and every month, so fodder for future shows as well, which is where you guys and gals come in as well, by continuing to interact at my voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour show. There's two probing questions each and every day pertinent to whatever subject it is that I talk about each and every day, always under the guise of the many categories of food for the mind, the body, and the soul. So I came up with this concept of revisiting puppetry and puppet masters, and there is a statement for this. Astute audience definitely will follow along. I entitled either my blog and or the audio shows or both, without having notes in front of me to reference, A Mastermind of Manipulation. The term puppet master, which can conjure up so many different images depending on the content. And I went into the history at my audio show and in my blog of puppetry in its ancient art form, dating back thousands and thousands of years ago. Those of you that do follow the show, you know I'm quite the history buff. I love history in all different categories, to include my coin collection at another show, which is a lot about history and history-based that I'll talk about at one of my main Mentor Moments audio shows a little bit later. But in my audio shows pertinent to this subject, I talked about the Egyptians, the Greeks, the Romans, the Chinese, and the Indians, as in Middle Eastern Indians in this case, all had traditions of using puppets for entertainment, religious rituals, and social commentary. And I expanded upon that by my blog and audio shows earlier today at time of this taping, now on May 1st. So the concept of a puppet master, I got into talking about how it can be construed as a manipulator, because it is pulling the strings of a said puppet in its true puppetry, if you will. Well, it takes a manipulator to be the puppet master behind the scenes. Likely emerged along puppetry itself. Then I got into rulers, not measuring devices like tape measures, rulers, dictators, dicks, dictators, czars, tars, queens, bishops, monarchs through the history of time. Most assuredly, political figures and religious leaders have all been likened to puppet masters. Many of them have proverbially been puppets on a string, perhaps in the worldwide arena as we speak around the world, controlling the actions of others for their own gain. So the movie Puppet Master, I referenced in either my blog or my audio shows, or both, probably, you know, you say potato, I say potato, whatever, you take an opinion poll, you can definitely reference that, whether you agree or disagree. We can do that amicably at the voicemail message board. But Puppet Master, in quotation marks, probably is considered one of the most popular cultures movies, likely the long-running franchise horror movie franchise Puppet Master. You can find all this information on the World Wide Web if you're not familiar with it. And I believe the book in the Puppet Master series is available on Amazon.com for those that might not be familiar with that outtake of. But basically, it's about killer puppets brought to life by an Egyptian spell in that indoctrination. I also reference some fictional books available information-wise out there and about. You can extrapolate that yourselves. Featuring puppet masters, including fantasy novels like Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell by Susanna Clarke, and the young adult trilogy Shades of Earth by Jacqueline Moriarty. And I talked about other nonfiction books that are out there, articles, infographics, a little bit more about puppet mastery, puppetry, manipulation, control, film, horror, documentaries, history, art, psychology. The psychology part is something that I'd love to broach at some future show, be it the next one or not, with repeat guest Byron Athene, who is indeed a psychoanalyst, psychotherapist for some 30 years and counting. And we've had 9 pretty impactful stepping stone shows archivally. And Byron has free rein to go in whatever direction he wants to keep continuity in that aforementioned subjects times 9. So whether we do this in the very next show or not, I'm sure we'll, you know, encompass it, and I'll continue to be talking about it, and, you know, I'll be having other slants on expertise as upcoming guests on all of those subjects. So, unveiling The Puppet Master, A History of Puppetry, Beyond the Strings, The Psychology of Manipulation, How to Become a Puppet Master of the Stage, Not People, and then Vice Versa, How It's Been Depicted Through the History of Time, playing itself out in the worldwide theater as we speak. The opposite premise. Are you a puppet master? Let's take a quiz. Let's exchange. Let's find out. What's the dark side of puppetry in your eyes and ears? Exploring the puppet master archetype in horror films and in life. Ancient history to present history. It's certainly playing out before our eyes as we speak. Unveiling the strings, delving into Beyond the Strings, The Psychology of Manipulation for decades and forever in the history of mankind, in life, and in business. Spousal, community, day-to-day affairs, there's manipulation forever and ever in every form of life. Intrigue and specificity. Beyond the strings, decoding the manipulator's mind. Unraveling the puppet master, perhaps an informal guide to recognizing and resisting manipulation. We'll get the experts, a la Byron, the practitioner, to expand upon it. The puppet masters amongst us, they are many. Understanding the psychology of control in any way that you want to relate it. Your own personal relationships, business, life, family, friends, community, jobs, political arenas. There's manipulation in all forms. Break free from the strings. Strategy for dealing with manipulation. Who is pulling the strings behind the scenes? Ah, there's the rub. Behind the strings, decoding the manipulator's mind, unraveling the puppet master, a guide to recognizing and resisting manipulation. The puppet master's amongst us, understanding the psychology of control. Break free from the strings, strategies for dealing with manipulation. Psychology, manipulation tactics, dark psychology, emotional intelligence, coercion, gaslighting is one I definitely want to get into. And I'll finish up here a little bit about gaslighting, the term, its origin, its definite prevalence in today's society, in all aforementioned areas, in life, in business, in communities. Gaslighting. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt someone was manipulating you? What were the warning signs? Do you think manipulators can change? Share your thoughts and experiences at our voicemail message board. Ask the voice of experience, be it Byron Athene, when he gets here to do so, directly and or at the shows. So it will be a deep dive over a series of shows via me in the interim to whatever that last Thursday is, when Byron, whether it be again in his next 10th appearance or future shows, we're trying to project out to keep the shows fresh, fluid. So the motivations behind manipulation, including insecurity, power dynamics, and narcissism. Byron and I have talked about narcissism, ego, a little bit in the 9 previous shows as it pertains to his practice, within his practice, in some 30 years of doing so. How to identify manipulative tactics in your own life, strategies for breaking free from the control of manipulators. Head over, please, to this YouTube channel where you're seeing this for archival shows pertinent to this subject and my other offerings. Once again, Bill Holt, 8792. Like us, share us, subscribe. We're growing one star seed at a time. Watch the full episode and tune into your favorite podcast accordingly. Have you ever recognized manipulative behavior in someone close to you? How did you handle it? Do you think it's possible for manipulators to change? Why or why not? You can comment in the comments of this YouTube. You can comment at my shows. You can comment at the voicemail message board of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. So let's close out a little bit on the term gaslighting. Love to have Byron expand upon that when he gets here to do so. But the term gaslighting has become such a popular buzzword, especially nowadays. But its origin actually reveals a deeper and more disturbing reality. I'll do another audio show, some more blogs in that interim period until Byron gets here in another couple of weeks to dive into that. But gaslighting, more than just a buzzword, while gaslighting is frequently used today, its roots lie in the 1938 play titled Gaslight, or entitled Gaslight. The play features a manipulative husband who dims the gaslights in their home and denies it, causing his wife to actually question her own sanity. How gaslighting works. Gaslighters use a variety of tactics to manipulate their victims, including denial and lying, flat out lying and denying events ever happened, even when there's proof right before your very eyes. Trivialization, minimizing your feelings and experiences, making you feel like you're overreacting, shifting blame, turning the tables and making you feel responsible for others' actions, projection, accusing you of the very behaviors they themselves are exhibiting. By employing these tactics, gaslighters create a sense of confusion in self-denial and self-doubt in their victims, making them question their own reality and perception. It is indeed a form of brainwashing when taken to that extent. Gaslighting, manipulatonics, dark psychology, emotional abuse, toxic relationships, mental health, self-awareness, unveiling the puppet master, demystifying gaslighting beyond buzzwords, demystifying the impact of gaslighting. Gaslighting 101, how to recognize and resist this manipulation tactic. I think that's about it for right now. I'll expand upon it more at the shows. Continue paying it forward. Join me and do sign up and pay it forward. We grow one star seed at a time. Everybody knows somebody up against it. In your community, my community, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world, we've been blessed to have global exposure at this show. That's contributory to you guys and gals by paying it forward, sharing, intermingling, and the great guests that I've been blessed to continue to have. We'll see you again each and every day. Make it a safe and productive day. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody.